For WNPR News, I'm Ryan Karen King. Hartford resident Aaron Gill is a structural engineer. We're standing outside of his apartment building, and down the street, the massive concrete columns of the I-84 viaduct are within sight. Gill says he'd like to see the highway buried underground.
Doing so would eliminate the noise pollution, the air pollution. You'd be able to return a huge chunk of land to the city.
Building a tunnel would not only be a feat of engineering, but it would cost a lot of money, too. Right now, the estimate is $12 billion. The state is also considering other options, like lowering the viaduct to ground level or rebuilding another elevated road. But Gill says that he and many of his neighbors think a tunnel is the way to go. It would free up space for something he thinks is invaluable to city development, a greenway.
You'd be able to create a beautiful pedestrian bike trail path that would encourage development and users and livers in this area to get away from the vehicle and find other modes of transportation, both to school, to work, and just for everyday things.
Gill says the extended park could reconnect Hartford neighborhoods that were divided when the highway was built in the 1960s. To him, it's a game changer.
It has the potential to be the biggest development project in the city of Hartford that we'll see in our lifetime.
The State Department of Transportation is now seeking input from residents in and around Hartford on the viaduct's future.